The pipeline is primarily owned by the subsidiaries of BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil. It's operated by Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. The proper value of the pipeline and how much it should pay in property tax has been the source of legal wrangling for years, especially for the three municipalities it was built through, City of Valdez, the North Slope Borough, and between them, the Fairbanks North Star Borough. It took a long time to land on that $8 billion value. That's how much it cost to build the pipeline in the 1970s. The municipalities argued the structure had gained value over the 40 years it was pumping, but the oil companies argued that it had declined in value. Before the 2016 agreement, the owners claimed it was worth only $2.7 billion. The municipalities claimed $13.7 billion, $11 billion different. The assessment process starts with the Office of the State Assessor, who has legal authority to evaluate oil and gas facilities. But parties can appeal to the State Assessment Review Board, and if they still disagree, they can litigate. And that took a lot of time and money before two settlements resulted in this five-year agreement. Now, says Jim Williams, Fairbanks North Star Borough's chief of staff, the settlements are about to expire.
Where we're at now is the whole valuation of the pipeline. We're just kind of aware that that agreement's about to turn into a pumpkin.
Tonight, the borough attorney's office will make a public presentation on the expiration of the settlement agreement. Then the assembly will very likely go into an executive session to hear any strategies for a new assessment for 2021.
What's about to happen with the state oil and gas assessor, and if they want to go into executive session to give us any special instructions, we'll do that.
None of the parties are publicly talking about any litigation at this early stage, but parties must agree on the state assessor's method for determining value. It's unknown how the decline of worldwide oil prices might affect the value of the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.